Alcohol is used in almost every country around the world, and statistics from the World Health Organization indicate that in many countries, the incidence of alcoholism is on the rise, and that drinking is a problem for both men and women. Researchers are slowly learning about the physical effects of alcohol on the brain. They're finding that parts of the brain actually change over time when exposed to high levels of alcohol. Barbara Flannery from the Research Triangle Institute in North Carolina wanted to explore how those changes affected alcoholics' cognitive abilities.
What we were looking at were what we call higher order or executive cognitive functions. And these can be conceived as self-regulatory supervisory functions. It has to do with being able to function in a purposeful manner on a day-to-day basis, interpersonal relationships, being able to interpret social cues, and so forth.
Flannery studied about 100 Russian men and women, giving them tasks that tested their higher-order functions.
What we found was that the alcoholics in general, both males and females, performed more poorly on our set of executive cognitive tasks than did the controls. And we also found, when I looked at just the alcohol-dependent males and females, that there were differences in the way that they responded to these tasks.
Flannery says part of the problem for women is that they respond differently to alcohol than men.
The negative consequences of alcohol abuse occur more rapidly in women than they do in men, and they do so in the situation where not only is the duration of drinking less, but the quantity of drinking is less, because women metabolize alcohol differently than men.
Flannery says her study seems to indicate that women are subject to physical changes in the brain more quickly than men as well. Her research appears in the journal Alcoholism, Clinical and Experimental Research. I'm Rose Hoban.